Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Wednesday, it's hump day, we're in the middle of the week. And we're going to have a really special guest on today. But first, I want to remind you that we are number one. We are number one. The U.S. is now, for the first time in years, number one in oil production. Yeah. With that said, we sit painfully to the Democrat debates and listen to how they want to destroy America's oil and energy industry. The Republicans brag about being number one, and I can give them that. President Trump's administration has worked hard at easing up restrictive mandates that weren't truly serving any purpose except to stifle and slow down production. And this administration has opened up paths to new productions. So I think it's okay to brag about being number one. However, that said, we're number one in another area. And I don't think it's anything to brag about. Debt. Yep. The U.S. is the number one nation in national debt. The politicians don't say much about that, about the debt. But they constantly continue to spend, as if it was only money. Hold on to that thought. Again, painfully listening to the Democrats as they campaign, they never mention the debt. But they do mention an existential threat of climate change. They admit, yeah, we're going to have to spend some Fed money. Whose money? They want to give you free education, they want to give you free health care, they want to take from the rich, but they're not going to give to the poor. Their plans will create more poverty and even less liberty and more debt. Social programs are just that, social, which is short for socialism in my mind. It will cost Americans more. It will not pay off a debt that is piling up. I saw a cartoon just this morning. It had this beautiful, well, if you want to call it beautiful, eerie picture of a storm rolling in. And the picture had two words on it. National debt. There is an existential threat, and it's not just the debt by itself, but the ignorance or the ignoring of the elephant in the room. Of this threat that is looming over us. The politicians pay no attention. They don't mention it. And all the media, they don't address it. They don't address the problem. They don't recognize the problem. They don't recognize what's happening. And they don't want to talk about what will happen when all those notes come due. Remember what I said early into this monologue? It's only money. And it is. It's just paper. The debt is dollars, paper IOUs. With that said, we're going to bring on our guest today, Melody Cederstrom. We have missed her. She had to miss a week, and so we're going to have her again next Wednesday. So she's here today, and she's with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's been the longtime sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, and we thank her for all she does. And did you realize that we were number one in debt, Melody?
Oh, really?
Well, if anybody knew it, I knew you did. I thought of you immediately cartoon.
Yeah.
What's that? I said I thought of you immediately when I saw that cartoon. I'll be posting it later on Facebook. But I thought of you and our conversations immediately because it's coming. We don't know when, but it can't keep going the way that it's going. And mentioned it last night to somebody, and, you know, they said, I don't think the economy is as good as everybody's telling us. I said, it's in areas. I said, there are more jobs and this and that. I said, but as long as we have this national debt looming over us, we're not out of the woods. So.
Well, that's true, and it does. I mean, we do have more jobs and so forth, and that really isn't even the issue. The issue is wages. The issue is income. The issue is, you know, the expense of health care. The issue is everything that we do today is costing us more and more, and that comes back to our fiat dollar, the price of inflation, and how it is putting a hurt on people. So you can create as many jobs as you want, but if the wages, you know, aren't going up, yeah, they're going up pennies. What's going up more is consumer debt.
Not
so
by
you tell me how this is all good and how it all handles out. It's temporary fixes, and I guess to some degree temporary fixes is okay. Gives people a lot of hope. It gives people a lot of power to go on and so forth and live our lives. And that's, you know, but each day, you know, we get regardless how better the economy can become, when things become more expensive, you know, it's kind of like the old squirrel or, you know, in the little cage that's running and is not going anywhere. A stationary bike, you pedal, 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 and you don't go anywhere. And that's the problem. And you can relate that to our monetary system. You can relate that to the amount of debt that we have. And the only thing that continues to grow is debt. So.
And that's all they talk about. They don't mention the word debt. But with all this spending, with all the social programs, if they're going to give everyone free health care, who's going to pay for it? Because somebody has to pay for it. And we just can't keep mounting. Well, they're going to mount up the debt till it does collapse. That's what they're going to do. But everything they mention, Melody, is more money. More, I mean, they're going to fix climate change by trillions and trillions of dollars. This article that I have, And I hadn't seen it. It came out yesterday, I guess, and it's from the Heritage Foundation. But it says here that there has been a robust growth over the globally over the last several years, and a majority of developed nations are taking advantage by shrinking the size of their debt in relative to the size of the economy. But it says the United States has not done anything towards fixing it and taking advantage of something good going on. And so their debt is going down and our debt is going up. And so we are, and have been for a while, number one in the national debt. And I can't see it ending well. We don't know when, and we're not trying to scare everyone like the world's going to come to end in 12 years. But we know that it can't keep going. We just don't know when it's going to collapse.
No, the world isn't going to come to an end because we have a day of reckoning coming with our recklessness of our spending. The day of reckoning is just going to make people poor. Now, depending on what family you live in and how much you have, that can seem like the end of the world to you. But the whole point is if you're prepared and for that day and you can convert out of those paper dollars into something that's real, you will be less affected than those who, you know, continue to be in the system. You know, and that's what they're doing. They're playing the elite's game, the elite's taking their money, and if anybody really thinks that the elite is going to give them back their money, you know, it's just all promises, just all the promises from, I mean, go back to how many years, and it's been promises, we'll promise you this, and eventually we're seeing these contracts unable to be completed, the promises unable to be completed, the promises are being broken, you look at our retirement accounts, our pension accounts, and yeah, there's still a lot of people out there that, you know, hey, they haven't been affected yet. And I think it's just that we all know the pension plans, so many of them are underfunded. It's just it hasn't been the time to, we've seen Stockton in California. They redid their pension plans. You see corporations all the time, you know, readdressing their retirement accounts. People are getting less and less. They expect $3,000 a month, and then all of a sudden, they get half of that. It's kind of hard to budget.
We're headed into a break. I want to talk about some of that. This mentions Medicare in here, and I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. The number to call is 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Sign up for her newsletter that she puts out there weekly. And the number to call her if you want to get started with coins, with your gold and silver, is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. In this article that I read this morning, Melody, it talks about Medicare just a little bit. And it took me back to a conversation that I heard my father-in-law having. He'd been in the doctor's office. Now, this was years ago. And somebody in there was complaining. And he said, why do you think you deserve to have more than what you paid in? And that's what it says here. It says Medicare premiums have long been artificially low, and the government does not properly index Social Security benefits to inflation and life expectancy. As a result, the overwhelming majority of retirees receive more in benefits from these programs than they actually paid in during payroll taxes. So people are getting more out than what they paid in. Of course, the idea was that it was going to compound with interest and blah, 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 blah. But the truth is that they've been spending it. And they're not regulating it. They're not taking care of it. And so that, again, is something that, you know, everybody, every generation says, it's not going to be there by the time I get there. Well, they just keep putting on the debt. That's part of the debt as well, I think, anyway. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But it just continues to grow, and people believe they should get more than what they pay in, whether it's Medicare or something else. I mean, whether it's something else altogether different. We tend to be a little bit of a selfish people, and we want to get what's in it for us, you know. We want a little bit more than what we give. And Medicare, just when I read that little paragraph there, it brought me back to what my father-in-law had a conversation with someone, and he asked him, why do you think you deserve to have more than you actually put in there? No, I was going to let you kind of comment on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, it's interesting to listen to all these, you know, people who say, you know, Medicare for everybody, and even those who support that program, you know, they just have, they really don't care. They want to target the rich, you know, and because they think that the, you know, the rich have all these, you know, benefits and so forth, and they're not trickling down anything. And to some degree, I mean, that is true. It doesn't trickle down, but this isn't new news. I don't think, you know, if you're successful, you should be penalized. But then again, I'd rather see businesses move back to this country, provide a benefits program to the employees, to which they work for it, and, you know, instead of just being given, you know, freebies, and, you know, because there isn't anything that's free. Somebody has to pay for it. So, again, the whole system, the whole idea, the whole thinking behind everything, we're not solving the problem. And it's going to continue to get worse. And, you know, I was thinking it's just wonderful that President Trump signed into where veterans, and I think it's only certain veterans, I don't know if it's all of them and so forth, can go out into the, you know, go out to the mainstream medical profession to get care and so forth. But they're not addressing the problem. Sure. The problem is with the Veterans Administration. And now they're going to be making it even more difficult for people to get appointments, because now you're going to be overloading even more in certain areas and so forth. So it's not fixing the problems. And that's the whole problem.
So it's a Band-Aid.
It
fixes an immediate problem, but not the overall problem.
It's a temporary fix. Mm-hmm. And there is no money to be there. We are a bankrupt country. We can't pay for our obligations except through additional debt. So, and no one is addressing or cutting back, readjusting, recreating, reinventing. The only thing that's being reinvented is new programs to get us further into debt. And you know, they want to have Medicare for, you know, and the problem is they've allowed access. I mean, people go to doctors if their finger hurts.
Yes.
You know, and I'm getting up into that territory, the elderly, and many elderly people go to the doctor because they don't have anything else to do.
I kind of saw that when I was in the medical profession, and I would open up. I was the front desk receptionist, and I would open up, and there would be people waiting and knocking on the doors. I mean, I didn't even have nurses there yet, and I wouldn't open the door until it was time to have their blood drawn. I said, is there one place you're not going to find me at 7 o'clock in the morning? It's knocking on a door to have my blood drawn. I'll be snoozing. I can fast till noon if I have to. But, you know, I know everybody's not like that. But it, I agree with what you said.
Yeah, I believe in catastrophic insurance for young people. They don't need, you know, if they need to go to a doctor for, you know, if they broke their finger or something, you know, they should be thinking about that. They should have savings in order to pay for that. You know, catastrophic until you really get elderly and you need to, you know, start, you know, making sure that you don't have these issues. But none of these things are being addressed, and it's a shame because the system is going to go broke. It's going to go belly up, and nobody's going to have anything.
And one thing, when they keep talking about health care, they're talking about insurance. They're not actually talking, they're not addressing the problem of why it costs so much for your medication, why it costs so much to have a doctor's appointment or an x-ray, why it costs so much for these little entities of your health care. And my simple explanation was it started going up when insurance got in and decided they could make an extra buck or two, and then an extra $5 or $10 or $100 or $200, and it goes on and on and on. Next thing you know, you're being charged what, $300 for an aspirin in the hospital. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Neil from Illinois. He wants to talk about Social Security and Medicare. Neil, how are you today?
Real good, Beth Ann and Melanie.
Hi, Neil.
I am certainly glad that you are talking about this, because I have been listening for anybody to say something about Social Security, and there's not a word about it.
Nope.
I mean, how serious the situation is. I've got the latest New American magazine, and it talks about socialism saving America. I said, no, it's going to break America. That's what it's going to do. Because right now, they're looking at unfunded debt of $50 trillion for Social Security alone. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to, according to this, from the trustees of Social Security themselves, it'll be ended by 2034. Mm-hmm. And their plan is, like you said, it's a lane. You know, they plan to cut your benefits by 2026, 25% of your check. They are going to take 25% of your check.
Of your Social Security check you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. So okay. It drops you down. Right now I'm getting a little over 700. It drops you down to about 500.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
The reason you don't hear anything about it is because basically it is political death. And
yeah.
In years that we have elections, no one's going to mention anything. And when they do address the, and I don't like to use the word entitlements, but the part we paid into the system, as I'm sure you did, but those that don't pay into the system or haven't paid into the system, and at this point, I guess it's kind of a moot point who paid in, who didn't. But, I mean, they will address the problem overnight, and you're not going to have any warning. They're not going to have debates on it. It's just going to happen because it is a system that is belly up broke. And
real quick, Neil, we're heading into a break.
Okay. Anyway, I was just saying it can't go on this way, you know.
No.
You're absolutely right. Well, I give you a pat on the back for recognizing that, Neil. And I think most people do know that. They just don't want to admit it. We're heading into a break. Thank you, Neil, very much. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're in debt. We're number one. That's not really something we want to brag about. Melody is our guest today with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give her a call in her office at 1-800-375-4188 or right here, and she and I will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show, has been for a long time. And you can visit her on her website at dgscoins.com. But if you're on my website, just click on her icon there, and it'll take you right there. dgscoins.com. Sign up for her newsletter. It's got lots of good stuff in it. She puts that out weekly. I don't know how she gets everything done. And the number to call in her office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, Melody, we've talked about, and you mentioned the word entitlements. I think when I pay into something, that's not really an entitlement. That's something that, when I think of entitlements, I think of something you get that you didn't really necessarily deserve. But if you pay into it, I think you deserve to have a little bit back. But I had a listener that wanted to know a little bit more specific on gold, and we're halfway through the show now, so if you don't mind, I want to ask you a couple of questions for her, if that's okay.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm just going to throw them out, because I think we have talked about these before, but maybe it's been a while. She wanted to know about, and I'm going to just throw them at you, and you could just do what you want here. She wanted to know about storing your gold. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know how you do the shipping. She wanted to know a history, and I know we've talked about the history of the confiscation of gold and gold bars, whether she should even think about gold bars, and what about silver and platinum. And she had some other things, but I think that's enough for now, because we'll cover some of that. And I know we have talked about a little bit of it before, but I'm going to kind of just let you talk about your gold and how you do handle it and what you recommend.
Well, I guess we could start with the silver and platinum, the white metals, even palladium. You know, I believe that there is a fundamentals behind everything. There's fundamental reasons why you buy paper stocks. There's fundamental reasons why you buy gold versus silver versus platinum versus palladium. And also what's suitable for the individual that's doing the purchasing. I don't fit everybody into, you know, the one peg, into a, you know, round peg, into a, no, it's not a one size fits all. And so these are the things that we learn about the individual to help us direct you. We're not financial planners, but we can give you information as to what would best fit your needs, your desires, your objectives when you're purchasing the precious metals. And the fundamentals, I believe it's going to be all about money. It's debt. It's money. It's our financial system. They're going to rewrite our monetary policies, and I believe gold is going to play a very important part of that. Gold, as I mentioned in this program 20 million times, gold is your savings account. Silver is your checking account. Silver can have extreme ups. All of these metals are easy to manipulate, silver particularly, and they can control a lot with the paper markets to push the price higher. Right now it has a dual purpose. And people like to gamble, speculate on right. the additional increases percentage-wise that silver might have over gold or even the other metals, and that's fine. But I personally would not buy silver to protect me against the financial Armageddon that we're going to have that's coming our way. Again, the fundamentals. I'm an 80% gold, 80% gold, 20% silver. If you want to do 50-50, that's fine. That's your prerogative. And again, you have to be informed. The listener, the buyer has to be informed so you guys can make that decision. I have clients that are 100% gold. I have clients that are 100% in silver. I have clients that are 50-50. I have clients that are 80-20. As the price of silver rises, I do increase my 20% because you're getting less silver as the price rises. So, yeah, I'm going to adjust that ratio a little bit. I understand the fundamentals, the ratio trading. I get all that. But first, in order to do and experience and understand what the ratio trading is all about, you got to understand what the metals are all about. So when you're purchasing gold, do I believe in gold bars? I think for most people, they want coins. They want something that's recognizable and acceptable. The premiums are so low on gold coins right now, there really is no point in buying bars. Now, if you have substantial funds to put in the market, you know, a $10 savings per ounce can be significant. You might be able to get a couple of extra ounces with that savings. You know, so that's something that you have to think about. It's my job to show you the difference in premiums and allow you to make the decision. I have big buyers of gold bars. I have big buyers of gold coins. So, again, it's suitable for you. The gram bars, people got scammed on those. I'm sorry if you bought the grams, but you got scammed on that because they were charging so much of a big premium over gold that you got less gold for your money. You could have bought coins that were less expensive. So, again, these are things you have to know about when you're buying, whether you're buying gold, silver, platinum, or palladium. Platinum and palladium are truly industrial metals. Platinum, I believe, has been hit hard. I believe it's going to regain its position. It will overtake the price of gold. It's a great buying opportunity for platinum. Would I buy gold over platinum if I didn't have any gold? No, I wouldn't. Regardless of where I think it's heading. Because, again, you go back to what are our problems that we face? And this is how people get so messed up in their purchasing of gold and silvers. They get caught up in people's pitches of why you need one or the other.
I like what you've said in the past about your gold bar or your silver or your gold coins in your hands. If somebody's offering you one or the other, which one is which one are you going to take? Say you are spending, or you need to trade or spend or whatever the case may be. Which one is going to be the most appealing to you? The gold bar in their hand or the gold coins? And of course, most of us would say, oh, I'll take the coins. And I think that's a good way of looking at it.
And bars at one point in time was the only object out there that you could buy until they started making the American Gold Eagle. I mean, they had the Krugerrands, but, you know, until you started, there were some other foreign coins you could buy. But as far as American coins, all there was there wasn't any until 1986. You had the pre-33s that you could buy, but the collectible premiums on those were so expensive because that was the only thing that you can buy. So once they started making the American Gold Eagles, the premiums came down a little bit on the pre-33 coins, but they still explode in a panic-driven market. So you need to know the difference whether you want, you know, gold coins, gold modern coins that, you know, they're mass-produced, or you want something with a little more collector value, not rare coins, something that has a little bit more collector value that gives you the benefits of non-confiscation. But don't yet let confiscation the only reason to gear you into the pre-33s without understanding how the coin performs. And that's what I think we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. Storage.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I think that's a quicker ask. Go ahead.
I mean, as far as storage goes, again, it's what's suitable for you, and how much you're buying. I mean, if you're putting large dollar amounts, go get yourself a safe. Depending on how large those dollar amounts are, there's nothing wrong with splitting up your facilities for storage, so if something happens one place, you don't lose it all.
Right.
The best security that you can have is you don't tell anybody you have your gold. Because everybody that I've known that has their gold stolen, it was a family member, friend,
yes,
contractor. It wasn't the burglar who broke in. The only people who get broken in by burglars is usually gold dealers, and one or the other one's going to get, going to see the other side probably, but, because everyone is so, protected and everything. So, storage, that's
up to
you. But if you have a lot, is storage an issue? And people should buy gold also. People buy gold because they don't have a large area for storage like silver needs. Safety deposit boxes, though, every time I mention this, I get hammered. Because I think safety deposit boxes, for some people, it's okay.
Yeah.
For some.
We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome, but we are headed into the final segment. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. I've heard many a guest tell me that. 877-895-5410, but you're going to have to call within the next two or three minutes because I'm going to close the phone lines. Melody, we were talking about the storing, and then the shipping was another question she had, and then confiscation, and I think maybe we'll save that for next week's show. Because we can really get into the confiscation of when that happened, the history, and what we think about that. But let's talk a little bit about your shipping. Are you there, Melody? Oh, did we lose Melody?
So UPS. UPS we usually use for usually larger volumes of gold and also mainly silver. Registered and insured is used for the smaller silver purchases and for gold. And the registered and insured U.S. mail, when you're looking to sell your product, you use that. I mean, I have clients who throw coins into a container and ship it off, and it just amazes me how it even gets here. You should take the time. Yes, it might be a little bit of a pain, but you should take the time to, you know, get the proper boxing, to get the proper tape, to box it up, and to make sure that it is registered and insured U.S. mail. Lots of time people will take the box to the store, and they'll just say, we need this insured. So the post office issues just insurance on the package, and those are the ones that usually will go missing because that package just gets placed into their the general populace of boxes, you know, it's not kept separately. And so you got, you know, hundreds of thousands of boxes. It's very easy to go missing. And it's also more expensive because of that. When you ship it registered and insured, everywhere it goes, it's kept under lock and key. It is pulled out of the general populace of the packages. Only certain people can handle it. You're supposed to show ID, but many post offices will give it to you if you know it. And it is a very safe and secure way to ship things. Millions of dollars are shipped on a daily basis through this service because it is so safe and so secure.
I've never had any problem with anything that you've sent to me. It's always come right away. So
yeah, sometimes if somebody just to help people out, lots of times we give them an option if they just want to do priority with signature, because that's a lot less, But if it gets up over $1,000 or more, I do suggest that they get the registered and insured, because it is much more safe. And you're buying something that's so important, it's so valuable. I got two coins in. Somebody sent me, I didn't even know he was sending them to me, sent me two gold eagles to sell. And he is just in the regular priority flat letter envelope. He wrapped them in paper towel. Of course, they came out of the paper towel. One got all dinged up, and when I received them dinged up, I have to reduce the cost on that coin because I can't send it to my other customers.
Right.
So it has to be sold into the market, so I'm getting less for it. So it behooves people to take care of their product.
Absolutely.
This is your money. It's not a paper dollar to where we could care less about the protection of it. This is real money, and you pay a lot for it.
Right. Well, we've been watching the oil prices pretty close, but what's been going on with the gold and silver prices in the market?
Well, I've been seeing gold build its base around 1,500, and right now we're looking at 1,510. There's just so much going on. You could pick anything to show where it's building this base at 1,500. We're going to have up days. We're going to have down days. Mm-hmm. Is it going to go back to 1,400? A trade deal could come in tomorrow, and, maybe it would put some pressure on gold. I don't know. The dollar is strong, and we still continue to see gold rise. So that's telling me we have the dollar up almost 0.10, and gold is up as much as it is. So I think the true fundamentals are beginning to work over their manipulation. So silver, it had big run up, and it just pulled back. A lot of profit was taken. But it's holding this level around 18. So we all know they're underpriced, and we're going to have the ups and we're going to have the downs. And I hear people say all the time, I'm going to wait. Don't wait, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to get into the market, you get in. I don't care what market you're in. You can't time markets.
No, you
can't. The only ones that can time markets are those that control it. So
we don't want to talk about them today.
No.
We want to talk about bettering things at home. I want to give your number. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. We're down to just about, 3 minutes. And I'm going to let you just tell the listeners what you want to tell them today, because it's been a while. And she'll be back next Wednesday. We've got her booked next Wednesday, and we're going to talk about some other things then.
Well, this morning I did a trade right before the program, and it was a large enough trade where the premiums on Gold American Eagles jumped $5. Now, this is my wholesale premium. So, gold could be staying at this level, but premiums for the product can go up, and the premiums are set by wholesalers. The premiums are set by demand. And these are random dated American Gold Eagles where the premiums jumped, and because no one wants the 2019s, because they cost about $20 more than what the random dated ones that we buy on the secondary market go for. So why pay an extra $20 unless you specifically want those 2019s? And we're heading into the time of the year. Come November, the Treasury is going to put, they're going to be changing out their dies from 2019 to 2020. And we always see pressure at this time of the year. And we don't know what we're going to see with the gold and silver prices come the end of the year. So don't wait for premiums to rise. Don't wait for prices to go up. And that's why I haven't been offering specials, because the premiums, listeners don't see the premiums. People think it's my premiums. No, it's premiums. It's just not the gold and silver prices that are moving up, the spot prices. It's premiums that are generated by wholesalers based on supply and demand. They can go up, and the price of gold can stay the same. You can call me yesterday, I'll quote you something. Today, I'll quote you something different. And they'll say, well, why did it go up? Price is the same. Well, that's why. So, again, there's a lot of things that go on in pricing products. Don't wait. Just get in there. Okay. And, again, that's why I haven't been running a lot of specials, because things have been changing.
We knew that. We understood that part. 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. Whether you want to add to your portfolio or you want to get started with gold and silver, give Melody a call and visit with her one-on-one right there. 1-800-375-4188. And be sure to sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Melody, thank you. Thank you for all you do. I look forward to having you back next Wednesday to talk about some more things with gold. Thank you. God bless. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are working together to bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.